I was flying into another city one early Saturday morning, and as I'm getting off in the lounge, I see the TV crew. I thought, oh, somebody important must be on the plane. I looked around and wondered who I'd missed in first class as I went through, and suddenly there was a microphone in my face. Obviously, had nothing to do with somebody important, so why are they talking to me? Well, this happened to be the day after the first World Trade Center bombing. I lived in the New York area. I was a passenger on a flight from the New York area the morning after, so they wanted a comment on the evening news from somebody who was from there, and we were the first flight in. Well, a man who was picking me up told them that I was a speaker, I was coming to town to speak, and I'd be a good one to talk to. Thank you very much, sir. But they stuck this microphone in my face, and they said, well, how does this explosion right in the heart of New York City make New Yorkers feel? Well, as a matter of fact, I've been in that parking lot where the bomb actually went off a number of times. And so I gave them the first word that came to my mind. Vulnerable. We feel vulnerable all of a sudden. You know, that's how a lot of people feel these days. Because a lot of things we've counted on are blowing up. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a tower they can't blow up. Our word for today from the Word of God, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. And here is some big-time security. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Maybe you're one of those people who say, you know, I'm going to get with the Lord someday, and I really mean to get things settled with him someday. Well, this says run to the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. You don't wait. You don't postpone. You run to it when you've got the opportunity. And the more unstable things become, the more urgent it seems to be to get into right relationship with God, doesn't it? To be depending on some power that can't be blown up, that can't be affected by a recession or a depression or the rise and fall of the stock market or terrorism or a layoff, a takeover, politics, an illness. See, a lot of us feel vulnerable these days because of what's been happening to the towers that have always been there for us. You can't be sure if your company's going to be there, or your job, or your retirement, the property you own, what's happening to its value. Is your medical care going to be there? Is your family going to be there? Maybe you've been in a relationship that once looked like a strong tower for you, and it's gone. See, this is no time to be running your own life, no time to be depending on some earth stuff for security, some earth tower. This is run to the Lord time. There's an example I use with young people. I give them 4 3x5 cards and ask them to write on those the most important things in their life. And then one by one, I say, now you need to drop one of those. There's a tragedy that hits your life, and you have to lose one of the most important things in your life. Which one is it going to be? And painfully, they throw a card to the ground. And then they're down to 3, and I ask them to drop one more. And finally, when they're down to 2, they look at me like, I can't drop either of these. But I say, you can keep one, but only one. And finally, with great reluctance, they drop the second most important thing in their life to the ground. And I say, now look, you got that one card. It's the most important thing in your life. You're holding it in your hand. Now I just want to ask you one question about it. Is it something you can lose? I think I'd ask you the same question. Maybe this is the day you finally face what God's been trying to tell you, that you're away from him. Isaiah 59:2 says your sin, the running of your own life, has separated you from God. But Romans 10:13 says whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Remember we read the name of the Lord is a strong tower? Well, that is Jesus. When he was named, we'll call him Jesus, it said, because he will save his people from their sins. That's what you need. Someone to save you from the wall between you and God, to get you to him so you can be anchored to him in these unstable times. Surrender your life to Jesus, and that indestructible power of God is open to you day or night. If you've never begun that relationship or you want to be sure you belong to him, then we're here for you. Would you go to our website as soon as you can today, anewstory.com, anewstory.com, and go to the one place where you can be safe no matter what else blows up.